Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for supporting our channel. Thank you for coming here to listen to what we have to say. And we've got an absolute cracker for you to start the day, the Jeremy Vine way. Now, certainly UK listeners will be aware of the fact that Jeremy Vine, he's a mainstream TV presenter, outrageous lefty. He has been to the fore in vaccine advocacy. He fully supported people getting the first jab, the second jab, the booster jab, the second booster jab. He has been very condemnatory of those of us who have chosen not to take the clot shot. So we're going to catch up with Jeremy right now in a second. But before we do, if you enjoy this one at the end, do me a favor, hit the heart button. And remember, if you want to support the platform and the stuff that we put out every day, the best way to do that is to buy me a coffee, link below. Or if you prefer, use DonorBox, link below as well. Right, let's catch up with our old chum, Jeremy Vine, because Jeremy, of course, is, let me get this one for you folks. Jeremy is an absolute advocate of the vaccine. He knows that it's 100% safe. It keeps you safe. It's a sensible thing to do. So as we approach summer 22, Jeremy must have so much mRNA going through him. So let's see how he's doing. Cue Jeremy. Hang on. Here we go.
Cough, aches and pains, and a Joy Division t-shirt. So I'm in bed with COVID. Previously, years gone by, I would have come into work with this. You can walk, you can work. Obviously, that's not possible now. Going by our show, out of the presenters, 100% of our presenters have got it. That means there must be a lot of it about. Why isn't the government mentioning it? Why isn't the government saying, anyone vulnerable, you know, stay indoors? Look at my tent. That's a big red line there. There's a lot of it around. Shouldn't they be saying, lock up your daughters or tie your mother down or, you know, just stay in if you are vulnerable? But we've not heard a peep. I guess they're too busy.
Oh, Jeremy, get well soon. That was superb.
That was possibly, I've taken the most pleasure from that than many other podcasts I've put out. So there's Jeremy Vine. He's in his bed. He actually is such a narcissist. He filmed himself lying on top of his bed, and he's got it. He's come down with it. And obviously, you know, the government needs to start telling people to start sheltering. This is urgent. Jeremy has called for shielding again in the middle of summer amidst a fresh wave of COVID infections. And everyone in the staff, all of his crew have been forced off work, including his pregnant co-host Storm Huntley. Oh, I'm sure, but Storm's been jabbed as well. Pregnant too, taking the jab. Yeah. So 57-year-old Vine saying, 100% of our presenters have got it. That means there must be a lot of it about. Well, what's the it, Jeremy? Stupidity? Pathetic compliance? A humiliating lack of critical thinking? What is it that there's a lot of about? And he goes on to say, why isn't the government mentioning? Why isn't it saying anyone vulnerable, you know, stay indoors? And then, of course, he's again such a narcissist. He shows his positive lateral flow. He's got a posy latty flow. Look, there's a big red line. I think that means he's pregnant. So this all, of course, is all part of the narrative that they're pushing out. COVID infections have nearly doubled in a fortnight. Oh, no. And 1,000 patients are now being admitted with the virus every day. For the virus, substitute summer cold and hypochondriacs. Those are the words that you actually want to think about. So look, as I said, here we have Vine, who has been so critical of us pure bloods, so condemnatory of us, suggesting that we needed to be locked down, if you recall, last November and December, because we're a threat to him. No, Jeremy,
You're a threat to me, it seems to me, if you keep getting it. But of course, the thing is that there's two things he could have, I believe. Either he has a summer cold and he's such a wuss that he thinks, oh no, but the Latte flow showed that it's COVID. It's definitely been gene sequenced as being COVID. So it's either a summer cold he's got, right? Or he's taken so many of these jabs, his immune system is shot to hell and he's now suffering from a form of vaccine damage. Now, it's one of the two. Choose the side. But isn't it interesting that the multiple jabbed Mr. Vine and everyone else on his show who undoubtedly have had the jab, they've all been unwell. They're all ill. He's unwell as we record this. He's not feeling well. He's not able to go into work because that would be irresponsible. And it's the absolute state of these people. Meanwhile, dear fellow pure blood, we're the people with no problems. No problems at all. It's summer. It's fine. Summertime and the living is easy, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I don't have any mRNA technology running through my veins. You don't. We're feeling good. Now, of course, you could get a summer cold. I've had those in the past, whatever they might be. I'm not so sure that they're actually colds. I just think you can have moments where your immune system drops a little bit and your body then helps you fight back. And that's what's called a summer cold. But regardless, it's Jeremy Vine who was the prime advocate for the efficacy of these jabs. Now, the same Jeremy Vine will probably say, oh, I'm in bed, but thank God I've taken so many boosters because think how much more it would be worse if I hadn't taken them. He's such a clown. It's absolute clown world with these multiple vaccinated TV celebs who are nothing more than empty-headed shills parroting whatever the latest thing is. In this case, he believes in the summer, in the prime of the northern summer, he believes there's a wave of COVID sweeping the UK and people need to start shielding again. This guy is actually a danger to the general public. Keep him off the air in perpetuity. Thanks for listening.